For the KNDY Public Affairs Program, I'm Ben Keller. A few weeks ago, we spoke with Ed Henry, outgoing CEO of Twin Valley Developmental Services. Today, we are speaking with the new CEO, Mike Peschel. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Mike, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, and where did you get your start in the field?
So I'm originally from Marysville. I was born and raised, graduated high school there. My folks still live there. I then went to Manhattan, Kansas State University, and graduated from there. And once I graduated, I started with KVC, the foster care agency at the time that had the contract with the state of Kansas and DCF. From there, I ended up going to DCF. I did Medicaid eligibility for people with disability and elderly. After that, once I left there, I went to Via Christi Village in social services at the facility in Manhattan.
So what made you decide to come home?
You know, it was one of those opportunities that just happened. I heard about Ed retiring, and I had the opportunity to job shadow Ed for a day, enjoyed the interaction with our consumers, and once it came open, I felt like it was a position that I definitely wanted to try for.
Obviously, Ed has done a great job building Twin Valley Developmental Services. What are your plans for the future?
Ed's done a great job with Twin Valley, and you know, I want to definitely continue. Some big shoes to fill, but I definitely want to. And just as we go forward, and you know, I want to ensure that you know our consumers continue to allow them to reach their full potential and be productive citizens of both Washington and Marshall County.
When I spoke with Ed, he said pretty much every year since he started, something new has come about with the programs. Are we going to continue seeing stuff like that?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, there's definitely a lot of changes with COVID guidelines right now. And then, of course, with being a Medicaid-funded program, you know, there's always changes that the state and federal government change periodically and quite frequent. So, yeah, there's a lot of changes that always happen, it seemed like. And that's one thing with pretty much every position that I've had. It's always been regulated by state and federal regulations. So I feel like I'm used to it and up for the changes.
You had mentioned dealing with COVID. How has Twin Valley Developmental Services handled the COVID situation? What has all changed, and how have you guys dealt with it?
Yeah, so we've been very fortunate. We haven't had any positive cases here in the Twin Valley community. And what we've done, definitely worked with our KDADs, along with follow any CDC recommendations, as well as communicating with the local Washington and Marshall County Health Department, having some guidelines set up in place to keep our consumers as safe as possible.
We're speaking with the new CEO of Twin Valley Developmental Services, Mike Peschel. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
That's Mike Peschel here on today's Public Affairs Program.